This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A statement from the City of Bozeman and the Bozeman Police Department said that both are monitoring events taking place around the country related to federal immigration enforcement. The City of Bozeman and the Bozeman Police Department said that we, like many of our residents, are concerned by how it could impact our community, the trust in public safety, and the safety of our law enforcement professionals. During these tense times, we wanted to remind residents that we're committed to keeping Bozeman safe and protecting the constitutional rights of every person who lives, works, and visits our city. While BPD has worked with local, state, and federal law enforcement partners for decades to address drug trafficking, child exploitation, and other serious crimes, the BPD does not have a 287G agreement with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. These agreements delegate state and local law enforcement officers the authority to perform specified immigration officer functions under ICE's direction and oversight. The Bozeman Police Department is not involved in civil immigration enforcement and will not assist or participate in civil immigration enforcement, nor will BPD take extra steps to determine an individual's immigration status. If federal agencies operate within Bozeman solely related to federal immigration enforcement, BPD will prioritize responding to ensure public safety. We cannot interfere with federal agencies lawfully performing their duties, but it is our duty to ensure public safety. The public can expect BPD to continue to treat everyone equally and with respect, regardless of immigration status. BPD will continue to investigate and enforce Bozeman municipal codes and the laws of the state of Montana, and the Bozeman Police Department says that it will warn, cite, or arrest based solely on the facts of a criminal investigation. When our officers respond, they will be in uniform, unmasked, and their name and badge clearly visible. BPD says, our department uses both marked and unmarked police vehicles, and while general patrol officer duties are not the primary use of unmarked vehicles, BPD officers are expected to take law enforcement action if and when they observe criminal activity. Officers taking enforcement action in unmarked vehicles will be clearly identifiable, wearing a BPD-issued vest with unobstructed police markings. The Bozeman Police Department says that if you are confronted by someone who doesn't appear to be clearly identifiable as law enforcement, do not hesitate to call 911. The Bozeman Police Department says that they recognize this current period of instability and heightened tension places significant strain on the public and underscores the need for open communication, professionalism, and respect for constitutional principles. In times of uncertainty, we encourage everyone to come together as a community and look out for one another. Thank you to our residents for continuing to gather peacefully and letting your voices be heard. That's a statement from the City of Bozeman and the Bozeman Police Department regarding events taking place around the country related to federal immigration enforcement. Gallatin County Commissioner Scott McFarlane resigned his seat on the commission last week, effective immediately. McFarlane had just begun his eighth year in office, being the most recently re-elected to the commission. There are three Gallatin County commissioners, now all Democrats, elected on a staggered two-year cycle, with six-year terms on the commission. McFarlane was elected to the Gallatin County Commission as a Democrat, so now the Gallatin County Democratic Central Committee will accept nominations, vote, and submit a list of nominees to the County Commission to fill the vacant seat. Eligible candidates must live within the Western County District, which includes Four Corners, Belgrade, Manhattan, Three Forks, Clarkston, and Willow Creek. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.